This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from the Baramulla to the Bhuj, situated in the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include the suspected armed drones posing the potential threats to the civilian and the military targets. According to the defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakinala. An armed drone targeted a civilian area in Firozpur, resulting in the severe injuries to the members of the local family. The injured have been provided medical assistance and the area has been sanitized by the security forces. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all the aerial threats are being tracked and engaged during the counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and the prompt action is being taken whenever necessary. The citizens living in the border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit the unnecessary movements and to strictly follow the safety instructions issued by the local authorities. It said that there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and the precautions are essential. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites, including the 400 Turkey-made drones, along with the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi, the Wing Commander Vyomkar Singh of Indian Air Force said that Pakistan has attempted the infiltration of these locations from Leh to Sir Creek in Thursday or by these drones. The wing commander, Vyomika, informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, the armed drones were launched at four the air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an air defense radar. She said that Pakistan also carried an artillery shelling across the line of control using the heavy caliber artillery guns and the armed drones were resulted in some losses and injuries to the Indian Army personnel. She added that the Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in the Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil planes and also a shield. Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting the military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along with the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions was to test the air defense systems and to collect intelligence. She added that the forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and the initial report suggests that they are Turkish SS Guard's own guard drones. Briefing the media on the occasion, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri emphasized that the denial of the attacks of the Pakistan is yet another example of the duplicity. She added that the strike of the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of the Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pohl, who was killed brutally. The government lambasted Pakistan for targeting schools and religious places along with the border of Jammu and Kashmir. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri said this is a new low even for Pakistan. Replying to the query, the Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor has been suspended till further directions. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concern over the efficiency of the IMF programs in case of the Pakistan, given to its poor track record and also to the possibility of the misuse of the debt financing funds for the state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion of Pakistan. In the statement in the meeting, the India pointed out that the rewarding continued the sponsorship of the cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community and exposes the funding agencies and the donors of reputational risks and makes a mockery of global values. The IMF took the note of India's statement and its abstention from this vote. Meanwhile, the IMF Executive Board has approved the first review of Pakistan's extended fund facility arrangement, allowing the country to access approximately $1 billion. Issuing in a statement, the IMF announced that additionally the board has approved the Pakistan's request for a resilience and the sustainability facility arrangement worth around $1.4 billion to support the climate resilience and the disaster preparedness. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the high-level meeting with all the three service staff in the Army, the Air Force and the Navy in New Delhi and escalating the India-Pakistan tension. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in this meeting. Prime Minister also met a group of armed forces veterans. These included the former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources say that Mr. Modi has an extensive interaction with the veterans on the current situation. The Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed the arrangements made for the rail operations in view of the escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the railway officials to coordinate with the various government agencies to operate the trains to help the people in the border areas. He said along with the regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirement. On the instruction of the railway minister, four special trains have been operated from Jammu to Udhampur yesterday. The Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, has directed all the banks to remain fully alert and prepare to deal with an eventuality or crisis, ensuring the uninterrupted access to banking and financial services. In a meeting with the managing directors of the CEOs of public and private sector banks and insurance companies, the minister stressed that the critical role of banking and financial sector in ensuring the economic stability during challenging times. The financial minister also asked the insurance companies to provide the timely claim settlements and the uninterrupted customer service. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Subardhana Sonowal, conducted the extensive review meetings with the officials in Mumbai. Considering the prevailing situation, the Union Minister took stock of the key maritime projects and directed the officials to ensure that the business remains normal. Mr. Sonowal also reviewed the measures to be taken by to ensure the smooth and the regular movement of the cargo operations. The Union Minister also reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal, in Gujarat, which is one of the ministry's flagship initiatives. An in-depth review of the Greenfield Mega Port project in Vardhavan was held in Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority Chairman Unmesh Vagh and the senior officials. The minister addressed and stressed that the need for the fast-track development of the port, citing that the Prime Minister's vision of making India a global maritime leader. In a major step towards expanding the bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement concluded successfully yesterday in New Delhi. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the first round, followed by a series of virtual discussions held between both partners, were laid in the groundwork for in-person meeting. The ministry said that the constructive negotiations were held across all the areas of FTA, including the trade in goods and services, trade facilitation and mutually beneficial sectors of economic cooperation. Both the countries reaffirmed that the common vision and the mutual understanding to work towards the future-ready framework and to conclude the FTA this year. The next round will be held in the July this year. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Sethi's advanced to the semi-finals at the BWF Thapai Open 2025, a BWF World Tour Super 300 event at Thapai Taman yesterday. The Board of Cricket of India, the BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing IPL 2025 season for 1 week. On day 6 of Khelo India Youth Games 2025, athletes yesterday showcased their impressive performances at Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. In 10-meter rifle mixed team, Parth, Rakesh Mane and Shambhavi from Maharashtra won the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.